News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Parliament has approved the withdrawal of $6 million from the Capital Development Fund, the CDF. This to settle Jamaica Bauxite Mining Limited's alumina supply obligations to Glencore AG. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the funds will be used to pay the first and second installments of quarterly payments due to Glencore in the 2014-2015 financial year.
The balance of US $23.6 million is to be provided in equal quarterly payments with interest at 8% per annum up to the 2016-17 financial year.
The Capital Development Fund was established under the Bauxite Production and Levy Act. It was promulgated in 1974 when the Bauxite Production Levy was imposed and the proceeds of the levy directed to the CDF. The operational capacity of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, has been bolstered with the acquisition of 13 motorcycles and 2 pickups to its fleet. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the vehicles will help to increase police presence on the roads and enhance their ability to deter crime and traffic offences.
I'm happy that we have made this investment in order that should last us a long time and improve the efficiency of the police traffic department in particular, and also, as I said, enhance the safety of those officers who are riding those motorbikes.
The motorcycles will be deployed to the JCF's traffic division in Kingston, St. James, Manchester, Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. Anne and St. Catherine, while the pickups will be used to patrol activities along the north-south corridor of Highway 2000. The government has received an $11 million grant from the Japanese embassy to boost the education sector. The funds will be used to construct computer labs, a multipurpose center, water harvesting facilities and fencing at the Waitemit Orlid School in Trelawney.
These are things that the Ministry of Education would have been hard-pressed to do. We spend billions and billions of dollars. It's the largest ministry, the largest budget in Jamaica. But we have over 1,000 schools and many other commitments. And these important additions to the infrastructure of the school would likely have had to wait for quite a while. And therefore, this is exactly the kind of partnership that we cherish.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites speaking at the signing ceremony in Kingston last Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Bustamante Hospital for Children has also received funding from the Japanese government to purchase equipment which will significantly boost healthcare delivery at the institution. The $123 million grant provided under Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots and Human Security Projects will be used to acquire 23 pieces of equipment identified by the hospital's management as urgent. These include a ventilator, 8 vital sign patient monitors, an internal mobile dental unit, and 6 internal mobile blood pressure units. The latest grant commitment is the third such extended to the Bustamante Hospital over the last 19 years. And owners of personal jet skis are being reminded to register their watercraft with the Maritime Authority of Jamaica, MAJ, by the March 31 deadline. Director General of the MAJ, Rear Admiral Peter Brady, says the aim is to have proper documentation for jet ski operators.
What we're trying to get them to do, first of all, is to have them properly documented so that every jet ski owner in Jamaica is registered with us. The registration period really ends on the 31st of March because the law has been in since last year. So we're hoping that the people will rush our office next week.
The MAJ is part of a special task force implementing changes in the regulation of jet skis. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I am Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
For men and women. Equality. A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.